So that's the Mishnah. Nazir Shegilach. A Nazir that's finished his Nazirus, and he took a haircut. Has he thought that he's finished his Nazirus? He took his haircut, he finished. V'noidolai Shutamei. And later, after he took his haircut, now he found out that he was Tamei before. So it depends. In Tumah Yidua, if it's a Tumah that everybody knew about it, Lamosha, now we find out that he went over a mace. This person, this Nazir, did not realize there was a mace there. But later we found out somebody told him, you know, you went over this street, and everybody in the town knows that there's a mace buried in this street. So if that was the case, then the locker is placer. That now that you find out you really came in contact with the mace, all your Nazirus you kept is no good. It's placer, you have to start over again. What about the V'yim Tumas Tahim? But let's say the Tumah was a type of a Tumas Tahim, means an underground Tumah. That it means nobody knew about it. Up until now, nobody in the city knew that there was a mace there. Then the Lachur is Eina Saisa. It's not Saisa, that since you took your haircut, you're finished. You don't have to be Chayzer. And this is Halacha. Halacha L'mashimisina Ben Naziris. What about though, Imad Shalai Gilach? Let's say you're a Nazir, and true, you finished your 30 days, but you did not take your haircut yet. Then we say, Ben Kach or Ben Kach Saisa. No matter what type of a tum, even if it was only a Tumas Tahim, that nobody knew the mace was there before, and now we first realize there's a mace there, and we know that you went over this place last week when you were a Nazir, the locher is at Saisa. Before you took your haircut, you'll have to start over again another 30 days. Ketzad, what's the case talking about? Yorad Litzvul, the Mara. Let's say the Nazir, like, went down to be Teufel in the Mara, in the Mikvah. So Pasha means, like Taisa says, the Bishvil Tumah Sheretz. Let's say the Nazir touched the sheretz. So he knows he has to go to the mikveh, even though it has nothing to do with his Zilchus Naziris, he went to the mikveh. Is v'nimtza meis tzaf al pi ha-mara. And then we find the mace is floating on top of that mara, on top of the cave. Is tamei. That's the case that we say the Nazir taker is tamei. Because with tamei, that's called a tumah that you do. Everybody knew about it before. So therefore, it's metameyu. What about Nimsa Mishuka Bekarka Hamura? Let's say you find the mace stuck into the ground of the grave. So, yes, so the first case is if you find the mace floating on top, that's not called the Tumas Tahim, that's called the Tuma Yidua. So therefore you become Tummy. What's going to be though Nimsa Mishuka Bekarka Hamura? Let's say you found the mace in the ground of the mara, of the cave, not floating on top. And also, Yorad L'Hokar, when you went down there, you were not tummy before. You stam went down there now to take a bath. L'Hokar means to clean yourself. That's the case of Tor. Then you become Tor. Because this is called the Suffix Tumas Tahim. In other words, the mace was stuck in the ground, so most probably nobody knew it was there. So true, it's a suffix, it was there or not before when you were there. So therefore, I'm in a suffix, you're tor. What about litayim mitumas meis, tame? But let's say if you were tame before, and you went down now to the mikvah to become tor from your tuma, then you remain tame. Why? Shecheskosai tame tame. Because if the nazir was tame before, and now he's going down to the mikvah to become tahor, and it's a suffix if there was a mace there or not, so the klal is, we leave him beches kasai. Since before he's beches kas tuma, so he still remains tamei. Ma'ashen came beches kas tahor. But let's say here the nazir was tahor. He only went down to the mikvah lahoker to take a bath. He was still tahor before. He just went down there now to cool off. And now it's a suffix tumas tahim, that's a lahorid that is tahor. Shiraglayim Madavar, that's called Raglayim Madavar, we still in Chazaka, to say that most probably he still tore the way he was before. Now that's the Chiddush of Tumas Tahim. By Tumas Tahim, we say that if you're going down because you were Tamei, then you leave the Ches Kosra, you're still Tamei. But when do we say the first Klal, that Tumas Tahim is Tor, that you're not Soyser, that's only when you went down when you were Tor before. So therefore we leave you the Ches Kas Tahir. Now the Gemara says, like Taisa says, Shecheskas, the first big line here, Taisa says, Shecheskas, Tomei Tomei, Kloimer, Shiraglayim Ladova Kloimer, Shetam Godless, a big reason, Yeshloimer, Hoyevu Becheskas Tumas Meis, since he was Tomei before, loy hutra tumas tahim etloy. There's no chiddush to say that if you touched a mace that nobody knew about it before, that you should be tar. So therefore we say you're too tamay. For the nakat reisha you're a litful of a savior of the hokar, yeshlitan tam adover. That each one's a chiddush, whether you have yecheskas taira, or whether you have yecheskas tuma. So that's the Gemara. Minohan emili, how do we know this, Yisrael, the Chura, that by tumas tahim is tahor? How do we know this? So Amar Reb Lazer, first we want to say it's a pasuk. Later we'll say it's halacha. Amar Reb Lazer, the Yom HaKor, the pasuk says, v'chi yomus meis, but says by a nazir, if a meis dies, olav kesa, pisa, right away, so then it becomes tamei. So we dash in olav means, v'machveres loy, that it was known, it had to be a tumah that he touched that was known to people, it was clear to people that there was a meis there. By shenkin the tahoim, nobody knows it was there, and nazir doesn't become tummy from it. Like Taisa says, Aba batumah satahoim, sheinu mechveres, v'lehiku bo echot b'soif oilom, ozayna soisa. But if you have tumah tahoim there, that nobody knew the meis was there, so that's not soisa by naziris. Resh Lakish Shomer, Resh Lakish says, O my brother, the Pasuk says, Ki yiyeh tomei lenefesh. The Pasuk says, by Korban Pesach, if you were tomei, did you touch the mace? Ayvederech rechayka. Or else the person was far away from Yerushalayim, that he could not bring the Pesach Rishon. So he dashin, ki derech, just like on the road. Ma derech begoli, just like the road, everybody knows the road, you know where you're going. Is that called begoli? That's what the Pasuk says, ki yiyeh tomei lenefesh, you become tomei, that's only a tumah, that's begoli, people know there's a mace there. But if you have a mace, nobody knew the mace was there, and you walked over that place, and then later we find out that there's a mace there, you're not tomei. That's called tumas tahim, that you're not tomei mikor. Tumor says, if so, hold it now, that we learned. Ezeyo tumas tahim, what's called the tumor of the underground, what does that mean, tumas tahim? Kol sheino makira echad b'soif olam. That nobody in the whole world knew right now, like he was buried there from years already, and on the world right now, nobody knows that the mace is buried there. That's called tum. Later, somebody dug there and they found the mace there. But at the time when you walked over there, nobody knew it was there yet. Avol makira echad b'soif olam, but if somebody in the world knows that the mace was buried there, ain't so tumas atayim. That's not called a tumas tahim. So it depends. Bishleim leman diyamaki derech shapir. You learn like by derech, it's very good that people have to know about it, that's very good. Because derech means as long as somebody knows about it, it's okay. El leman diyama, b'machveres loy, that it has to be clear to you that you have to know the mace was there, that the posanski vichiyomus mace. If the mace came upon the nazir, which means the nazir himself knew about it, if so, what do I care if someone in Japan knows about it? But as long as the nazir himself did not know that there was a mace there, it should be called tumas atayim. That should not be matam of the nazir if you dash in this posik. If you dash in the posik olav that the nazir himself had to know that the mace was there, so what does it help me if somebody else knows about it? As long as he did not know about it, he should not become tamei for Naziris. That's one question. Fisu, and more. Ho de tanya, that we learned. Hamoitzi meis, mushkav l'rochba shel derech. If you find a meis that's lying across the road, he's under the ground, and then somebody digs it up, and you find out that he was buried, lying straight across the derech, the road, bitruma tamei. If a kohen or else the Yisroel goes over it, but the nazir of a siyas pesach tor, but negayet the halacha of a nazir. Or if somebody wants to bring a korban pesach right now, we say it's tor. So what should be the nafkamina? If you tell me it's a gzeras hakosiv, that the tumah that nobody knows about is not metame you, so what should be the difference between truma and nazir and pesach? Maishino. Elo, the teretz is like this, avad es napshan dis psukim. It's not a gzeras akosiv. Ela tumas ha-tahoim gemara gmirulo. That's a new halacha l'moshe mitzinai. That any time you became in contact with a mace that nobody knew it was there, that's the halacha that you tore negei tichos naziris, And the Geit Hilchos Oise Pesach. And Echnam, in the Geit Hilchos Truma, we don't have that halacha. Vilchos Truma, you become Tomei. But it's a special halacha, Moshe Mitzinai, that if a Nazir came in contact, went over a road, that at the time when he went there, nobody knew a mace was buried there. And later we discovered there was a mace buried there, that the Nazir does not become Tomei. That's halacha, Moshe Mitzinai. That's Prana Mishnah also. Tumas HaToyim is Zayin HaSoysa. Right. And there's only if we took a haircut already. But imachul gilach, but let's say the nozer did not take a haircut yet, then we say benkach a benkach soyser, then even tumas atoim is soyser is naziris. Tamara says, man tan, who's the tan that depends upon if you took a haircut or not? Om Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Lezahi. To yom atikach lachas makevis. And Lezah says that nozer does not lose his hilchus naziris until he takes a haircut. It's makev. Because if you're going to tell me, not like Rebbe Lezer, that the galacha does not likuva, so why should this halach of Tumas HaToyim be totally if he took his haircut or not? Taking the haircut is not makav at all. So therefore, that the Mishnah says is the difference. Whether before you took your haircut, or after you took your haircut, has to go according to Rebbe Lezer. That holds Tumas HaToyim, that holds that the galacha is makavis. Boyi Romi Bachoma. Romi Bachoma asked a question like this. Nitma b'toich malois. Let's say the Nazir went over this mace during his 30 days. And he first found out about it now, after the 30 days went by already. Maho, what do we consider this? Do we say he first found out about it now, after the Malois, after the 30 days? So therefore, Tumas HaToyim would be Tor. Oiloi, maybe no, we go both to the time when it happened. Since it happened before, so therefore there's no het of Tumas HaToyim. So Tosfos learns the shaila is according to Rebbe Lezer. So we go Bosa Yedi, it's a new shaila now. That if you first became Tumah after Malois, so then Rebbe Lezer holds the only Saisa Shiva we had before. You only have to start over again another 7 days. So here the shaila was, with this Namagate Tichus Toim. So he said, the Shalom Zai by Tumi Yidua, Zai by Tumas Toim. A new Shalom. Another true that became Tomei a week ago. But he didn't know about it. He walked over a road, and now, a week later, people tell him, in that road that you walked over, everybody knows, there was a mace buried there. So even if it's Tumi Yidua, so the mace of the Nazir is Tomei. But he first found out about it now, 7 days later, after he finishes Naziris. So Allah is, according to Reb Lezer, like Reb Lezer Shitur is, if a Nazir becomes Tomei Acha Malois, it's only Soysa 7 days, not all 30. So Shalom here, what is this din? Is it Soysa all 30 days here, because you go boss of the Zman HaTumah, which was 7 days ago, before he finished the 30 days? Or do you go boss of Yediyah to say, no, it's only Soysa 7 days, according to Reb Lezer? That's the Shalom. Boss of Yediyah as Linan, or boss of Tumah? So Mar says now, Ulam... What is it negated to? To be soyser, that's what's negated to. How much do you have to be soyser? 30 days or only 7 days?